This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, we have a hurricane watch. This time it's Otis. We also have a reason to applaud. I thought it was going to be that after 3 weeks of paralysis, there would be a new speaker. There's another one fighting to be the speaker and one that's been nominated, but not officially the speaker. However, as I usher in this show, my name's Kate Delaney, and I have to tip my cap to the Arizona Diamondbacks. How about some applause for the Diamondbacks? An underdog team, unsung. They weren't so much underdog, but people weren't giving them the cred. And they surprised the Phillies. They shut that crowd down. It is a loud, raucous crowd, one of the loudest ballparks in Major League Baseball. People are on their feet the entire time. Arizona winning two games, coming back from being in a 3-2 hole to take the National League pennant. I know we have a lot of people that are listening to us in the great state of Arizona and one of our fabulous affiliates, KVOI, and some other places too as well. So I know you were loving this, the World Series against Texas, game one on Friday. And again, a tip of the cap, there were some real heroes in that. When we go to the Man Cave in our second hour, I'll give you all the deets on it. All right, speaking of details, I'll tell you what was so chilling to me today, and though I'm not surprised by this, but what was chilling is that you had the released hostage revealing how Hamas treated her in captivity. Remember, there were two older women that, thank goodness, were released by Hamas. And the first thing is Yosheva Lifshitz talked about that she was hanging off of the motorcycle, head on one side, legs on the other, and they whisked her off, her husband too as well. And they took her through the tunnels. They have this incredible tunnel system, Hamas does. And we've seen a few little videos of slices of it. She talked about being way down in those tunnels and getting some bread to eat and whatnot. And then also that she was hit with sticks, that she was, you know, hit with the sticks. So the good news is she is reunited with her family. Her daughter was translating when the media was asking questions, and it was good to hear more about what it's like for a hostage, what was happening in captivity. And now this is four, if you're counting, the two American women, the mother and the daughter who's 17, and now these two women that I talked about a lot in our previous show. So the good news is they were released, and also that there's more details about the surroundings and what it felt like and what about the other people and any details they could possibly tell the Israelis to perhaps help some of the other hostages. I mean, that is a situation that's ongoing where we don't know a lot of the details, but we know that the negotiations are absolutely 100% happening. And the idea is, I think, to hold off this full-on ground offensive until you can get the hostages, Israel can get the hostages out, all of them, Americans, Brits, whoever is being held hostage. And it's just, like I said, very chilling to think of those tunnels, think of these old women, this older men, young kids, all of them being, you know, 200 being led through these tunnels and having, you know, no idea what was going to happen to them the entire time, of course, that they're there. All right, Speaker of the House, we have no idea what's going to happen there. We do know that House Speaker designee Mike Johnson survived a key roll call on Tuesday night, that's big, to move him a step closer to clinching the gavel. It's a weird shift because it looked like his bid was collapsing, right? kind of like the Phillies. It looks like they're going to represent, right? But whoa, 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 not so fast. There may be somebody better. So Republican members who had been opposed to Johnson's bid voted present, and the Louisiana Republican prevailed. There were 3 present votes, 22 members not voting or absent. He said he's going to speak with those who voted present, trying to work with them, see what happens. And then you've got a House floor vote on Wednesday to vote. But he is the nominee now at this point. It is ridiculous. It is the never-ending show. And I don't want to give it too much airtime because are we not tired of this already? It's important for so many reasons. You've got to have someone with the gavel. You have to have that spot. That's why I really thought the suggestion of Patrick McHenry, who was a guest on this show several times, would be perfect. Let him take it into January. I know it's another Band-Aid, but we're good at Band-Aids in America. So put a Band-Aid on it. Figure it out instead of all of this wild-ass circus of who's next? Who's being voted? Oh, there's a key roll call. Then we wait till Monday. Then we wait till tomorrow. Then we wait till... Yeah, it's just a swirl of nonsense. It is. And it's too important. It's too important. And hey, you could say, well, then it's important to get the right person. That's true. But it's just a constant blockade. I mean, who's the person that's going to get through all of this? And that's why I think the answer is really the great suggestion was to go with Patrick McHenry and let that slide until January so some pieces of legislation can be decided on. I mean, we're looking at this horror show with what's going on in Israel. And when you're talking about voting for a chunk of money and figuring that out while the Pentagon is sending more Iron Dome to Israel to prevent what could really be an incredible rocket launching that goes in the opposite direction, because we know Syria is joining in, we know Iran is sitting there on the brink, and it's too important to not get Israel what they need. I mean, it's crazy. This is the ultimate devil's playground, isn't it? It is. And it's sickening to watch all this. So that's why I think it's so important that we move beyond this whole speaker thing. And if it has to be that Band-Aid, then let's make it the Band-Aid, right? And figure it out. Just figure it out. So the U.S. agreeing to send 2 Iron Dome batteries to Israel is absolutely big. If you've seen these things, they're missile defense systems is what they are, and it's to fight Hamas. It'll help with their air defense since this massive coordinated attack that made it the deadliest day for Israel in 50 years. 1,400 Israelis, we keep saying the number, have been killed. I think the number could be higher. And Hamas continues to, by the way, fire rockets, of course, from the Gaza Strip. That's why the 2 Iron Dome missile defense systems are so big, because having that is an incredibly helpful defense against what's being thrown up. So the Army personnel trained with the Iron Dome systems at Fort Bliss, Texas, before one deployed to Guam at the end of 2021 for a 2-week exercise. The other, the systems have sat with a unit in Washington State, and they're ready to roll. So are we. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dr. Carol Lieberman about how do you talk to your kids about terrorism. Next.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Obviously, we've been talking a lot about what's happened in Israel and so much reaction to it. I've talked about the fact that I know people that are there, and thank goodness, personally, they're removed from the situation as far as having actually family members that were caught in the middle of it. But they are caught up in having discussions with children about what is happening there with Hamas. And in the U.S. and in other places that are listening to us around the world, of course, with kids, they're asking questions. What is it that you tell them when they're asking questions? We have Dr. Carol Lieberman with us. She's known as the terrorist therapist and is a board-certified psychiatrist and author of Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. Carol, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So why do parents need to talk to their kids about terrorism, Hamas, and Israel? Because there's definitely questions. So I understand why I think it's important, but what do you think?
Well, yes. You know, right now, parents may be thinking that, well, you know, the war is over there and it's not going to come over here. And so do I really have to tell my children about it? You know, this is, they're going to be scared. I don't want to make them scared or unhappy or worried. So maybe I just shouldn't tell them about it. It'll go away. You know, that's the typical kind of thinking that people have been having ever since 9/11. They didn't want to talk to their kids about that either. But just like with 9/11, even though, of course, that was here, you know, in America, but, you know, first of all, the war in Israel isn't necessarily going to be staying in Israel. That's number one. It might be coming here. I mean, in a way, it is here in the sense that there are all these protests and people siding with Hamas and so on. But the thing is that, first of all, kids are exposed to some of the news, the radio, the television, the online, their friends. And so it's very confusing. I mean, this is very confusing for adults. So kids are especially confused. And so it's really important to have a talk. You know, obviously the talk is a little more detailed the older the child is. But it's important to take time to ask your child what, you know, what they've heard, what they've seen, what do they know, both about what's happening in Israel and what's happening even in the States in terms of anti-Semitism and so on. And then to answer questions as best as they can. And the reason is because if they don't, if parents just pretend that, you know, you don't have to know about this, kids pick up on that. And besides being confused and scared, they are getting the message, well, this is something I'm not supposed to talk about with my parents. I you know, they're not talking to me, and it doesn't seem like they want to know what I know. And so then they just stuff it down. And that leads to psychological problems later on. You know, things like anxiety, depression, PTSD, a lack of trust in people, you know, all kinds of problems. And so so it is, it's crucial to talk to kids now.
Yeah, so in along those same lines, I agree with what you're saying, the PTSD, the lack of trust. I mean, you know, because you see it, you treat adults and you see what happens in kids as they go back, and what's that trauma that they take with them their whole life. So when we, right. we think about that and you're discussing it with the kids, what do you think are the, I know that you have a couple of things that are very specific. What are three things parents should know about discussing terrorism with the kids?
Okay, well, first of all, you know, I mean, this is why I wrote my book. The first half of the book is for grown-ups to help them understand how to talk to kids. And the second half is a picture book for what is, you know, it explains terrorism in child, you know, child-appropriate language, but not really mincing words. I mean, not, you know, hiding things. So, like, for example, what is a terrorist? A terrorist is like the bully on the playground. Why do terrorists want to kill us? Terrorists believe certain things. They want us to believe the same religion and the same things about their God. They want all of us to believe in that. And that's why they, you know, are you know, fighting against us. I mean, that certainly is what is happening in Israel, and why it's not going to just be in Israel, that this isn't something where it's just about Jews or it's just about Israel. It's about all the non-believers, the unbelievers, the infidels, you know, who the radical Islamists consider are infidels. So, you know, of course, how much do you go into that kind of an explanation? It all depends on the child. But mainly they want to know if they're going to be safe and if you're going to be safe. And how can you, you know, what happens if we get separated? What happens if there's an attack here and we get separated? How can we reconnect with each other? You know, it's surprising how you really can, like, I mean, the example of what is a terrorist? A terrorist like a bully on the playground? You know, that explains it in easy language that doesn't frighten them, but it gets the message across. And, you know, the thing is that besides what's happening in Israel, this is something, terrorism has never gone away. I mean, it's been around, their plans have been around for 1,000 years. 9/11 is still impacting us. That's when I decided to become the terrorist therapist and help people with terrorism after 9/11. And so it's really important that, and of course, all of this is bringing back the memories to everybody. You know, of course, kids less than 22 that weren't around for 9/11, so it's harder, actually, for them to understand what's going on now. So one thing that you might do is to talk to them about 9/11. I mean, really, I always say that for every anniversary, you should be talking to your kids about 9/11, explaining what happened. Have them watch a movie like Flight 93, you know, which is relatively uplifting. You know, shows the brave passengers and so on. But kids, of course, you're never going to know what that felt like unless you were alive at that day, which is really hard because that's why so many teenagers, you know, are involved with protesting, siding, supporting Hamas in these you know, groups and so on, because they don't really know what that was all about, what 9/11 was about. They didn't live through it. So it's hard to really get that feeling, that sick to your stomach feeling that we all had on 9/11. But this is something that is part of our life, you know, and so it's really more than Israel. But of course, another thing that you can do is to get involved in, when people feel scared or helpless, the best thing to do is to take action. So if you, get involved in some group, I mean, of course, there's always donating money, but if you get involved with groups that are making packages to send to Israel, for example, doing those kinds of things, going, of course, to your place of worship, whether it's a synagogue or a church or whatever it is, and trying to reconnect with God, your God, and the universe, in a sense that that somebody is watching over you, that this all this chaos, there's something beyond all this chaos.
Right.
That's part of the problem. You know, after 9/11, a lot of people did find comfort in going to places of worship. And ever since the pandemic, when people stopped going to places of worship because, you know, we weren't allowed to in a lot of places, there's been a big drop off. And so, this is the time when you need to believe, have faith, you know, when the world seems to be going crazy.
So all of
these things are examples. These are all examples of different elements, different aspects of what's going on that you can talk about. Now, what I'm doing, besides trying to explain to people in interviews and so on what really is happening with terrorists, you know, the mentality of terrorists. I mean, today, for example, there was an interview with the son of the founder of Hamas, and he came out and said what I have been trying to warn people about, you know, since 9/11, that in fact, this is just Israel. Well, first of all, when they're 4 years old, they are taught, when they're toddlers, they're taught that the most beautiful thing, the most holy thing that you can do with your life, the most important thing, is to wage jihad. Now, it's not just about, of course, they talk first about Israel, destroying the Jews, but it's not just about that. It's destroying anybody who doesn't believe in the kind of radical Islam that they believe in. So
yeah.
That's why I say, you know, we can't just say it's over there, because it's going to be
right
coming
here.
Over here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Already in Europe, you know.
Yeah.
Already
yes.
Doing that.
Again, it's spread. It's spread. Hey, we're out of time. Carol, where can we go to find out more about what you're doing and more about your book?
Sure. Well, what I'm doing is giving the proceeds of my book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror, to Israel.
Israel.
My website.
Yes. Your website.
It's terroristtherapist.com.
Thanks, Carol.
You're welcome.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. has issued a warning to Iran, urging them not to escalate the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Iran has supported Hamas and other groups that continue to carry out attacks on Israel. Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map.
During his address to the UN Security Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated that the U.S. will respond firmly if Iran or its proxies carry out attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East. Majority Whip Tom Emmer has ended his speakership bid after he, too, failed to unite the House GOP. That's according to two people familiar with the situation. Car payments have reached their highest rates in decades, with over 6% of subprime borrowers characterized by lower credit scores and higher interest rates being more than 60 days overdue on their auto loans in September. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Ah, yes, we are deep in the mailbag. Lots of mail to get to. I'm going to try to really rip through it and get so many of them in. Like this one from Kevin, who says, obviously he sent this pretty late. Kate, sorry about your Phillies, but how about those Diamondbacks? I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was kind of in that mid-portion time where I got to see Randy Johnson pitch. It was a pretty exciting time if you look at Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson and the way they played, and now here's this team again. I don't think it's going to be easy going up against the Texas Rangers, but I do believe there's some momentum. It's probably going to be a very good series, maybe seven. I like the Diamondbacks in this one. How about you? Oh, handicapping. I mean, just getting over the Phillies losing and handicapping Arizona matching up with the Texas Rangers. I'll tell you one thing. What was so impressive was the bullpen. I mean, what was really impressive was the bullpen, right? And perhaps, I think in this case, actually matching bullpens up, I think Arizona has the stronger bullpen, and that can make a difference in some of these really super close games. So they just might pull it out, but I have to handicap it more. I'm still getting over what just happened. And so I can give you a much, much better answer than that. All right, let's move to another one. Let's see. We got Nicole, who is listening to us on 990 AM WGSO in New Orleans. Kate, I heard you talk about the wreck that was on 55, and boy, that is a really tough area. And 63 people were injured, and those cars, you're right. For anybody who wants to see how bad it is when you've got serious fog that you're dealing with, and you have wildfire coming from a different direction, the fog from that, and then just fog from the conditions. It's just a place you don't want to be. And I'm not surprised that people were killed and how many people were injured. It's really very, very sad. And it started to just climb during the day, and hearing the updates and hearing what happened with the tanker truck and the hazardous material and what happened there was very depressing, I have to say. And of course, they're going to have to take a look at that bridge because you got debris and chemicals and, you know, whatnot. But just that chain collision, it's probably one of the worst that I've ever seen. And there is something to be said about watching visibility. And I don't know, you said it. What do you do when you're in some kind of weird thing called a super fog? Just my thoughts. I agree. I mean, look, low visibility, but you're in the middle of it. It's easy to say, well, maybe I shouldn't have gone on 55. Well, did you know you were going to hit super fog? No. Anytime I've been in a situation not like that, not even as bad as that, I've been in near zero visibility, and it's frightening, right? It's white-knuckling it, and there's no place to pull over, especially on a bridge. You just know you're on a bridge. That happened to me in Maui, and oh, I knew there was water on both sides, and I thought, boy, if we go over, we go over. I'm just crawling, and I could see nothing. And there was, it's easy to say, pull over. There's no pulling over. So in this case, people can see. And then you've got this major vehicle fire, and that visibility, that dense mixture, just terrible. Just absolutely tragic for those families. The combination of the wildfire smoke, like I said, the dense fog, so, so dangerous. And they just tell you just to exercise extreme caution when traveling. But as I mentioned, you're on the road, you're already there doing your thing. You're not knowing the conditions. If it's later in the day, maybe you would, but especially that early morning, those early morning hours, I think this would be pretty tough to have avoided that, right? And so people had to go around 55. I mean, it was just closed in both directions on Tuesday. And I looked at the cleanup of that. Oh, being a first responder there would have been just depressing, miserable. Someone has to do it, but just a really, really sad. So we move from that unbelievable wreck, which, of course, they're investigating that, but it's really absolutely has to do with that lack of visibility, to this one from Mac. Boy, Kate, listening to the hostages in the translation, the daughter translating what happened with her mother, it just is so creepy. I mean, hitting her with a stick, this old woman, putting her over the back of a motorcycle, the conditions that they were in, getting released must have been the biggest relief that she could have ever imagined. And the sad part about this woman, the one woman, is that I believe, Kate, that she was trying to help Palestinian people. So here you have an Israeli woman who is all about giving and helping, and she was helping the people that were on the Gaza Strip that were Palestinian people. And then this is what happens to her. I can't imagine the relief, though, that her family must have felt. Yeah, that's kind of an understatement, right? The relief that they felt would be so magnified. You have to be scared out of your mind when your mother is kidnapped by Hamas and you see them on the back of motorcycles and everything else. So looking at Mrs. Lifshitz and seeing her describe her experiences being held hostage by Hamas, and especially knowing what her background was. I mean, just absolutely despicable, horrific, no adjectives that can really describe what Hamas has done to these people, the dignity, the vulnerability, and the blindsidedness of what led to that. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And of course, the Palestinian people are stuck because they're the human shields for Hamas. I mean, Hamas are terrorists. That's it. They're not the ruling party, the helping party, the giving party, the diplomats in this situation in the Gaza Strip. No, they're the peddlers of terrorism and of evil and hate. Bobby says, Kate, I can't imagine what's going to happen in this next election. I sort of am pushing it out of the back of my mind, but I see the polls and I look at what currently is happening in this country and so much frustration. And I have to think that we're seeing this sort of second time around duel between Biden and Trump and wishing that there were other options, just different options, something new or fresh or different or younger leadership. I don't know. I just feel like we go backwards and it doesn't make sense to me. I think you said it on one of your shows talking about some of the brilliant people you knew that imagine if they were in politics, but you couldn't imagine it because why would they ever want to go through what you have to go through when you're a politician? Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Politics, modern politics, are so different from 4 decades ago, 3 decades ago even. The amount of money you have to raise, the PACs, the system, the lashing that you take. And granted, if you want to be a politician, hey, that's fair game. But you have to be able to take the scrutiny of what you get dished out, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whoever you are, and you have to be able to weather that and know how to deal with it diplomatically, let's say. And how do you get your ideas through, and what are your ideas, and what is new and different, or what is something that you're adding to what's already currently in play, but it's a little tweak and it makes it that much better. And you're one branch of power, but the biggest, you know, the most powerful person in the country, some would say on the face of the earth. So when you think about that, power is like an aphrodisiac, but it has to be used wisely. And we're in tough times where people aren't making ends meet. You have employees who have frustrated with their employers. You have inflation. The houses are unaffordable in so many cases because of, if you have to get a mortgage for so many people, the high rate of, you know, 8%. And as much as I can give you every silver lining in the book, we know when we see there's like 5,000 people today that worked at a Ford plant in Arlington, Texas, and they walked out. I mean, they, you know, they're on strike because they're fed up with the hours, with the wages, with so much of what's happening and the disparity between the lots on the floor and those in the executive suite. So something somewhere has to give in the middle of this, right? By the way, because there's always these polls, in this Siena poll, the latest one, Siena College, President Biden leads former President Donald Trump, the likely Republican presidential nominee, in Trump's home state of New York, despite holding some of the lowest approval ratings of his term. So it's still close, right? We're talking 50-45. And head-to-head, though, a little bit different. Biden leads Trump 46-37. A little bit of a decline from last month when he led 52%, though, for what you believe in any of these polls that come out. Coming up next, I can't even believe we're here already. The tail end of this hour, we got Nail the Score.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed it is. I'm not going to delay what the game is. This time around, you know, I almost went with the Cowboys and the Rams coming up on Sunday. But I decided instead to go with the Thursday game. It's the Bills and the Buccaneers. Buffalo is favored by 8.5. It is in Buffalo, but Buffalo is just not a predictable team anymore. Where do the Bills go from that loss by the Patriots 29-25? You know, I was stunned. I was stunned. I was watching that game like, what is happening to Buffalo? Blunders, missed opportunities, problems in the red zone, not putting up the numbers that they were putting up on offense. So normally you would look at this game and you would think, even if Tampa Bay's decent, you would think, well, Buffalo should easily take off with this, right? So the Buffalo start hot. They start the season hot, and they have completely cooled off is what's happened. They have no run game, and Josh Allen isn't making plays. So what happens there? How are you one of the best quarterbacks and the lead rusher for your team, and you got to make play after play after play, week after week. Yeah, he needs help is what he needs. He needs help. It's a whole different year for the Buffalo Bills. And the offensive line for the Bills is a disaster. On the other hand, Tampa Bay, a little bit different. Baker Mayfield, if he gets enough protection, they have surprised a few people. You know, when you look at where Tampa's at 3-3, could they upset the Bills? I think so. They could. It depends on their defense, because their defense at times has really, really lit it up a notch. And if they do that, then look out. All right, 855-266-5283 to try to nail the score. The game that we're looking at is the Bucks and the Bills. Who do you think is going to win? And what do you think the final score is going to be? You can also email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let me know what you think. How about our pal Grim? I love it when he guesses. No matter what, anytime he comes on. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I thank you for that. Of course, I'll probably get the scores backwards.
That's okay. You might win. That's exactly what will happen.
What, you know, I give the score for the Bills and give it to the Buffalo, I mean to the Bucks. And then give the Bucks score for the Bills, just do it opposite.
Yeah, see what happens. Exactly.
Well, I'd say Buffalo 27 and the Bucks 14.
27-14, duly noted, Grim. I'll be thinking about you when I watch that game and see if you nailed the score. Definitely calling us was a very big plus. He goes into the hopper, too, like anybody who does, for the gift certificates. Three people will win gift certificates, or gift cards is really what it is anymore. You don't get gift certificates. Let's go to Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro. Jeremy, what do you think?
I was thinking the same thing, except the numbers were a little different. I was thinking 24-17 for the Bills.
24-17 for the Bills. All right, I like that. It's good. I am struggling a little bit with this because do I really think Tampa Bay is going to beat the Bills? Maybe not. If it were a Tampa Bay home game, maybe. Look, they just lost to the Falcons in a ridiculously low-scoring game. They lost to the Lions, where they could barely put up any offense. They beat the Saints handily. Early in the season, they had two back-to-back wins, the Vikings in a close game, the Bears in what looked like it was going to be a close game, and then turned late in the second half of that game. Baker Mayfield is kind of a mystery, right? His quarterback rating is 61%, just over 61%, but he's got targets. Oof. Could I really pick Tampa, though? Oh, if I pick the Bills and they lose again, I'm not picking the Bills ever. Ever. Yeah, I'm in a football pool, and every time I pick the Bills, something crazy happens. But I'm going to say Buffalo, because I don't think they go down again. Not after that Patriot loss, and it was such a bad game. And there were so many problems with that game. So I'm going to say Buffalo rebounds, and they win this pretty handily. I'm going to say they win it 34-17. 34-17. I think it's a bigger spread than what everybody else is saying. We also have some emails. You can email us, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We are talking about the Nail the Score game, and the Nail the Score game is the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Buffalo Bills. You know, looking at Baker Mayfield, I talked about him a little bit there. He said after the last loss, he said that he feels good. He got a little bit dinged up with his knee and had some soreness, but he said he feels good. He's ready for Thursday night. And what offense is going to show up? Because Tampa lost three of its last four, with each of the defeats accompanied by 13 or fewer points scored. So I'm even giving them a little more credit than they've gotten, or than they've points that they've put up. So it's kind of topsy-turvy with Baker Mayfield. He got the fans all excited in the beginning of the season, and then things turned in a different direction. But he says, you know, we watched the losses, we rewatched it, we played some good teams, we didn't play our best, we need to focus, we need to fundamentally pull off things that are sound and get stuff fixed, and that's what we're working on. We're working on figuring out how to do that. So, I mean, Tampa's 37.5 red zone scoring percentage is 28th in the league. Ooh, but they're 3-3, right? And they're fighting to three-peat as the NFC South champions. So trials and tribulations. If they have the right attitude and they can have the right situations happen, you know, they had a tipped interception the other week and they got to watch the interceptions and got to block everyone as tight as you can. I mean, we'll see. Thursday night game, we'll certainly know after that. Got a couple of emails I'm going to throw in here. Ed says, hey, Kate, I promise I will call Nail the Score. I'm working, but I'm going to go with the Bucks. I'm going to throw in the reverse, and I say the Bucks win this game by a score of 21-14. Oh, 21-14. Wow. And you know what, Ed? That could happen. I mean, look at the scores. Anything is possible. Then here's one from Joe, who says, hey, Kate, I am listening to you in Connecticut, and I always listen to you a couple times a week, so I'm going to say that I'm a Jets fan, but in the Snail the Score game, I am going to be a fan of Buffalo, and I think Buffalo will win this pretty handily. I think that you're going to see a lot of points put up on the board. I'm going to say that it's going to be 38-21. Woo! That's a pretty big number. It could be, right? They got to get lots of defense. That offensive line has to be there, certainly, for Josh Allen to be able to do what he can do, work his magic. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on Nail the Score. I have more emails to go through, so rest assured, if you sent me one, it will count. You'll be on the books, you'll be in the drawing, all that good stuff. And just remember to spread the word about Nailing the Score. Good luck to everyone. Be safe, be sane, and be happy for the rest of you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook, Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter, @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.